This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is Jim McQueen. Jim is on the board of the Children's Advocacy Center in Yancey County, and he's with us to talk about the Children's Advocacy Center. They've got a benefit coming up. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, Jim, tell us, what is the Children's Advocacy Center?
Well, as you know, child abuse happens everywhere, even in this beautiful part of this country. The Children's Advocacy Center is a safe place for kids who are victims of child abuse. In the past, the kids were shipped from place to place to be interviewed, and we coordinate all the services and offer support so that the kids know that somebody's on their side and they don't have to be scared or alone.
Jim, why do you care about this issue yourself?
Well, I'd like to live in a world where no child ever gets hurt by a stranger or by anybody, but until that day comes, I'm giving all I can to help kids who haven't had the fortune that most of us have.
Jim, tell us, when and how did the Children's Advocacy Center begin?
There's more than 600 centers in the U.S. right now, and the first one was started by Congressman Bud Cramer in 1984. Our center was started in 2007 as a dream of a lady named Allison Hollis, who had worked with kids for more than 25 years. She had cancer, and it was literally her dying wish that there be a Children's Advocacy Center here in Yancey County. Her family and her friends made memorial gifts, and we call it Allie's House in her honor. This year, we achieved our nonprofit status and hired our first staff member.
Jim, we mentioned that there's going to be a benefit for Allie's House. What's happening this month?
On Saturday the 22nd, we planned our first big concert, and it's from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Orchard at Alta Pass. And there'll be great music there. Tom Sparks, the Appalachian Troubadour, Lenny Ski, who played on cruise ships all around the world, Bob Lominack, a guitarist who has had his own TV show, and of course the Bluegrass Tradition, one of the finest bluegrass groups to play in these mountains. And the leader of the Bluegrass Tradition is Herman Coffey, is also known as the King of the Mountain Mandolin.
Jim, tell us, why did you choose the Orchard at Alta Pass as your location for the benefit?
Well, good question, and this is a community. Our community is just not Yancey County, and it's a beautiful spot. If you've never been there, it's just special. Mm-hmm. It's between mile markers 328 and 329 on the Blue Ridge Parkway. And what could be more fun than dancing in the moonlight in an apple orchard? Rain or shine, we're going to have great music and a good time. And Judy and Bill Carson have been just really helpful in letting us use this space. And it's just good people getting together for a great cause, and I hope to see you there.
Jim and Bill are certainly friends of the community. And be sure to bring your dancing shoes, right?
Exactly right.
What about tickets?
Well, they're available at the Appalachian Vibes Music Store, at the Design Gallery in Burnsville, and from any of the board members like myself. We ask for a donation of $10 a ticket, but we're hoping that people who care a lot about this issue, and I'm sure we all do, will be contributing more.
Jim, what's your current goal for Allie's House, and why are you trying to raise this money?
Right now, we just started, like I said, in 2007, and Higgins Memorial Methodist Church has allowed us to use their basement as our temporary spot, but we're hoping to have our own house, because that's the way it's set up to be, and so we're hoping that we can, through fundraisers, we can get the proper grants in order, and that's why we're calling it the concert Raise the Roof for Allie's House.
The time of the event again is when?
It is 6:30 to 9:30 on Saturday night, May 22nd.
Thank you very much for joining us, Jim McQueen, with the Children's Advocacy Center in Yancey County. We wish you much success with your project, sir.
Thank you.
For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.